proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. From the Sea of Galilee to the Negev Desert, from the Mediterranean to Jerusalem, a journey to Israel is unlike any other. The Bible will come alive as you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So come to Israel, you will never be the same. With that, I'd like to welcome you again to this program, and as we've been going through the last few programs talking about a tour to Israel. So today, we continue our journey in Israel along the coastal line of Israel, beginning on the northern side. Naharia is right next to the border with Lebanon. Here is Rosh HaNikra, where the whitewashed cliff formed majestic site along the Mediterranean coast. A cable car is there to take visitors to the limestone grottos below. Now heading south, we come to the city of Akko, or also called Acre. The city of Akko is one of the oldest continually inhabited cities in the world, dating back to the time of Pharaoh Thutmose III. Today, it has its own special charm and mystique, with an Ottoman citadel dominating the skyline. Years earlier, the Crusader Knights used Akko as a base of operations for their conquest of the Holy Land. Akko switched hands several times through the years from the Greeks, the Arabs, Crusaders, the Mamelukes, and the Ottoman Turks, finally setting to the Israeli city today, made of a population of both Arabs and Jews. Now we continue south to Israel's third largest city, the city of Haifa. Now Haifa is a major seaport of Israel, is also home to the Baha'i faith. Located on Mount Carmel, the Baha'i Temple looks over the city with its golden dome and beautiful gardens. At the base of the gardens is the charming German colony that was established in 1868 by the German Templars. As we make our way further south along the seacoast, we come to Caesarea Maritima. This ancient city was built largely by Herod the Great. Among the archaeological discoveries was found an aqueduct which brought water into the city, also an amphitheater that still is used for various concerts, and a hippodrome where chariot races and other games were played. Another fascinating find here was the ancient seaport that was also built by Herod. He also found a way to solidify concrete underwater to build this port. Now perhaps the most important place here is the palace where the Apostle Paul appealed unto Caesar and was then sent to Rome. Just standing at this spot gives us encouragement to stand for the Lord as we remember Paul's testimony. Well, let's now travel from Caesarea a little bit farther south to Netanya, now which is a beautiful city which has a resort-like atmosphere with its pleasant beaches. It's also home to the Wingate Institute, where Jewish athletes train for the Olympic Games. We go a little further south from Netanya, we now come to Herzliya, which was named after the father of Zionism, Theodor Herzl. You can actually see his silhouette on the water tower as you pass through the city. Herzliya is also home to many wealthy families who are prominent in Israel. Also, several international ambassadors reside here, including our very own U.S. ambassador to Israel. Now we come to Tel Aviv-Jaffa metro area, which is home to 3 million residents. This is a city that never sleeps. There's a saying that helps understand the culture of Israel that goes like this: Jerusalem prays, Tel Aviv plays, and Haifa pays. Now, Tel Aviv is the business center, home to the Israeli Stock Exchange. The beaches, nightlife, and a sprawling shopping atmosphere gives life to this new city of Israel. New meaning, Tel Aviv was founded in 1909, as compared to its annexed neighbor, Jaffa. Now, Jaffa is over 4,000 years old, and is the biblical site of Jaffa, where Jonah fled from God. It is a charming place today, and is a must-see place to visit. Continuing south, we come to the modern cities of Ashdod and Ashkelon, which bear the names of the old Philistine cities that Samson and David knew. Today, these cities are made up of many immigrants from the former Soviet Union, as well as Ethiopia and Morocco. Religiously, there's a strong Orthodox Jewish neighborhood there as well. Now, truly, the coastal area of Israel is fascinating and beautiful. It is definitely a favorite of mine, as well as for many visitors in Israel. From ancient history to the current people and future events, there's something to learn and appreciate here at every turn. Now, I invite you to join us on our next program as we will drive to the hills of Hebron in the land of Israel. So our next stop, we'll see some fascinating things that will really make the Bible come alive, and I think you'll appreciate it. If this program has been a blessing to you, you'd like to hear it again, simply go to ibjam.org. Also invite a friend to join us as well. And also, if you're interested about traveling to Israel, IBJM does host an annual tour to Israel. Simply contact us for more information about that. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.